There is a new documentary on education in theaters now. It's called Waiting for Superman. It's by the filmmaker who directed An Inconvenient Truth. NPR's Claudio Sanchez takes a critical look.
Davis Guggenheim, director of Waiting for Superman, sets out to do for the school reform debate in this country what he did for the debate over global warming. Scare us.
Among 30 developed countries, we rank 25th in math and 21st in science.
The threat this time is not to our planet, but to our children and our nation's future. Guggenheim conveys that threat with devastating statistics and hidden cameras snuck into what he calls dropout factories. But the film's real power resides in the voices of five children: Anthony, Francisco, Bianca, Daisy, Emily, and their parents' desperate search for a good school.
I don't know what college I want to go to, but I know I want to be a teacher.
I want to be a nurse. I want to be a doctor.
I want my kids to have better than what I had.
These kids are trapped in mediocre, dysfunctional public schools, so they've pinned their hopes on a lottery that could get them into privately run, publicly funded charter schools. Schools that the movie presents not so much as an alternative, but the antidote to what Guggenheim calls America's failed public education system. To change that system, Guggenheim pins his hopes on a handful of hard-charging school reformers, anointed as the film's superheroes. There's Washington, D.C.'s no-nonsense school chancellor, Michelle Reed.
You wake up every morning and you know that kids are getting a really crappy education right now.
So you think that most of the kids here are getting a crappy education right now?
Oh, I don't think they are. I know they are.
Then there's Jeffrey Canada, president and CEO of Harlem Children's Zone, who, with millions of dollars in private donations, has built an extraordinary safety net for poor children who attend his charter school and doesn't understand why regular public schools can't do the same.
Either the kids are getting stupider every year, or something is wrong in the education system.
Waiting for Superman gives generous screen time to reformers and their financial backers, most notably Bill Gates. The film is effective and powerful, says Dr. Timothy Knowles, head of the Urban Education Institute at the University of Chicago.
It's got heroes and villains, triumph and tragedy. The promise, I think, is that a beautifully made and emotional film will help focus the country on what it will take to create reliably excellent schools.
But there are two big problems with the film, says Knowles. Guggenheim exalts charter schools as a singular strategy for improving education, despite their mixed record. Second, he says, Guggenheim's blistering attack on teachers' unions is unfair and counterproductive. The film accuses unions of protecting incompetent teachers. The president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, gets just enough screen time to explain and defend teachers' rights to due process. But in the end, she's the perfect foil, Guggenheim's Lex Luthor. Public school teachers care about kids too, says Weingarten, but you wouldn't know it by watching this film.
The movie does not portray one great public school, does not portray one great public school teacher. It gives no credit to any of that and no balance to any of that.
Weingarten says Guggenheim's analysis of what ails public education is simplistic, misleading, and divisive.
I didn't see the movie as polarizing in any way.
Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has seen the film twice.
I think it's pro-kids. It puts a face and the personal trials and tribulation of families who are confronting the crisis in public education.
And the first student selected?
20.
As the 1 hour, 42-minute film winds down, Guggenheim brings us back to the drama that's been building, the fate of its five young protagonists. Will their lottery number come up? Will they get into a better school? We all hold our breath.
And the last number?
Waiting for Superman's thesis is clear. America has left too many kids' education up to chance, and Guggenheim wants to enlist every American to help change that. The movie's website even has a sign-up sheet and donation box. You have to wonder, though, if Guggenheim has thought about what's easier, stopping global warming or making sure every child in America attends a good school. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.